Hello, hello, and welcome to Clarity Capsules with Clarita. Yeah, I know that I've been away for a while now, but I have been all around busy building myself and trying to live my best life. But I did not forget about you all. I was observing and learning a lot. So today I'll be addressing the topic dealing with pressure. So there are different kind of pressure, right? You can have peer pressure, family pressure, work pressure, relationship pressure, and there are just a whole lot of pressure waiting for one to unfold. One thing is common with the under 30s, right? People that are not yet above 30, and the common factor is pressure from every angle, like pressure from the east, from the west, from the north and south. Like everybody wants to make it, you know, which is not a bad thing, right? It's as if the trumpet, you know, someone just sounded the alarm and it's like, run, 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 make it, make it, make it. Everybody go get a life, you know. Nobody wants to slack down, which is a good thing. And at the same time, it can also be a source of pressure for oneself and for other people. So, what does it feel like, or what does it mean to be pressured? Like when you say, oh, I'm feeling pressured, or I'm pressured into doing this, what does it mean really? Feeling pressured really means to be influenced or persuaded to do something that you don't want to do, or something that you would want to do, but you do not have what it takes to do it. So we have good pressure and positive and negative pressure. So the positive pressure is maybe that pressure that comes upon you to do something good for yourself, or to achieve a desired goal that will take you to the next level, or just be the best version of yourself. Why negative pressure is that pressure that just throws you out of the bus, you know, pressure that gives you anxiety, that gets you depressed, that actually makes you want to, you know, just shut everybody out and tell everyone, get out of here, you know. Alright, today I'm going to be addressing specifically dealing with peer pressure. Yes. Peer pressure is very common among growing adults. I've been working with children a lot lately, and children in very rural community or communities that are not developed to the point of cities and big towns, you know. These children, they stay in communities where there are a lot of negative social vices, and I notice some of them getting influenced, you know, to do wrong things, and some of them are getting influenced to do the right thing by the virtue of the work that we're doing there, which is an awesome testimony. But this peer pressure now is not only restricted to children. I have seen adults, like growing adults under 25 and under 30, buckling under peer pressure. Like, it is real. You know that moment when you see other people doing something and then you just want to, like, you get influenced by associating with those people and then doing those things that they're doing, and before you know it's a part of you, you know. Like, something happened to me recently. I noticed that I began to like sing secular music, you know. Like, I think I can remember the actual lyric to Burna Boy, Anybody, right? Like, and it's not as if I sat down and I memorized it. No, I did not. It was by virtue of just staying around somebody that was always jamming to the song. The lyrics just got stuck in my head, and sometimes I just find myself singing along when the music is playing. You know, so this is peer pressure. Peer pressure is like the word pair, your mates, your group, your age group, you know. So this is when you are pressured by people that are virtually like maybe the same age as you or on the same level as you. So how do you overcome this negative peer pressure? First is to learn to say no. No means no. No is not, I don't think I want to do it. That is not no. No is not, I'll think about it. No is not, let's see how it goes. No. No is no. Look into the eyes of the person that is pressuring you and tell the person, no, I'm not going to do this. Do not compromise your stand, right? So there's this issue or this debate around alcohol. You know, at the office, sometimes we debate it. But the truth is that alcohol in itself is not bad. It's the overuse or misuse of alcohol that is where the problem lies. And if as a person you have decided that you're not going to take alcohol, or you're not going to, you know, maybe due to some health reasons or due to just personal reasons, you don't want to take alcohol, and then your friends or your peers begin to pressure you into taking alcohol, knowing fully well that they know you and they know that you do not take alcohol, but because you are in a public place where there are a lot of people, and then they pressure you into wanting to do that thing that they know that you are not open to doing, do not feel ashamed or begin to try to like meet up to their standard. No is no, especially if you know that drinking in an unsafe environment is going to cost you something. You know, like maybe you're not drinking in a place where you feel comfortable. Why would you want to drink, especially when you know that you do not have a good hold of alcohol, and then your friends pressure you into taking it, and then you begin to regret the things that happen after, or when you are not conscious of your environment, you know. So no means no. Do not compromise. Then secondly, learn to be repetitive, right? There are some people that are just stubborn. Your peers, especially when they want to get something out of you, they can be very obstinate about it, you know. They just want to get you to do it, just to prove a point that they can get you to do it. And truly, you really don't have to prove anything to anybody. No means no. Say no and stick to it. If it means that you keep repeating it and stand your ground, so be it. Then the next thing to do is grab a good support system. If your peers are around you, keep pressuring you to do things that you don't want to do, or negative things that's going to surely lead you into trouble, look for a new set of peers. You know, it's not easy, but yes, you can find like-minded people that are going to support your lifestyle, or that are going to help even improve you, you know, to be better. If you have any challenge with peer pressure and you would like to talk to someone about it, you know, you can reach out to me on 0816856684. That is a support line on WhatsApp that you can reach out to me if you just want to discuss the situation, and then we can think of ways to get you out of that situation. Also, I want to thank you so much for listening in, and next week I'll be talking about how to deal with family pressure. Stay tuned and remember to guard your peace of mind, because that's going to like help you a lot going forward with dealing with any kind of pressure. Your peace of mind comes first, and once you're at peace, there's peace to the world. Take care. Bye.